Andrew Tripp. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A U.S. contingent, including Secretary of State Blinken and Defense Secretary Austin, meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky and other top leadership.
It's the highest level visit by senior U.S. officials since Russia sent more than 120,000 troops into Ukraine on February 24th. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with President Zelensky and key members of his cabinet to discuss what more the U.S. can do to help his country defend itself against Russian aggression as the fight in the east ramps up and the siege of Mariupol continues.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Secretaries Blinken and Austin telling President Zelensky that the U.S. will provide more military and diplomatic aid and will name a new ambassador to Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron once again beating far-right opponent Marine Le Pen for the presidency Sunday. It's the first time a French president has won a second term in two decades. Macron reportedly receiving a little over 58% of the vote. Southern Nebraska, the scene of wildfires, killing a retired fire chief and injuring at least 15 firefighters.
The fires have scorched nearly 45,000 acres across five counties. Evacuations were issued for the town of Cambridge, Nebraska, but have since been lifted. The Nebraska National Guard was deployed. Fire crews and two Black Hawk helicopters were deployed to assist as well.
Fox Weather's Craig Herrera. And in New Mexico, 20 fires still burning in nearly half of the state's 33 drought-stricken counties. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham declaring a state of emergency. A South Carolina police officer shot and killed on a domestic disturbance call early Sunday morning. The shooter then killed himself after a seven-hour standoff. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Israel's indoor mask mandate coming to an end.
The end of the masking requirement took effect Saturday night as the country's new cases of coronavirus continue to drop. Masks remain mandatory in hospitals, elderly care facilities, and on international flights. Serious cases of coronavirus in Israel have plummeted from a high of over 1,200 during the Omicron variant outbreak to around 200. Israel closed its borders in November after the emergence of the Omicron variant of the virus, but in the months since has reopened the country to foreign visitors and lifted almost all coronavirus restrictions. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The race to save pets in war-torn Ukraine.
They are the forgotten casualties, often the afterthought of this war. But these dogs and cats in Lviv, Ukraine, are the lucky ones. Natalia Turco helps run this wildlife refuge, turned animal rescue. Some are dropped off, others are pulled from war-torn areas, left to fend for themselves. Victor Vidal traveled from Spain. He and his partner for weeks have been driving into some of the hardest-hit cities, risking their lives in search of abandoned and injured pets. What keeps Victor and the many others at rescues like this from giving up? The hope these four-legged creatures will soon find a new home. In Lviv, Ukraine, Jeff Paul, Fox News.
Make way for the soon-to-be college graduate, a 13-year-old.
Elliot Tanner, a member of the college class of 2022, is on the verge of earning his bachelor's degree. The University of Minnesota student majored in physics and minored in math while maintaining a 3.78 GPA. What's the big deal? Elliot Tanner is just 13 years old. He's become somewhat of a celebrity around campus. Mom Michelle says her son began to read and do math by the age of three. After a few years of homeschooling, he was off to college at the ripe old age of nine. After graduation, Elliot will tackle the university's physics PhD program. Kara McHugh, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.